Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, seems like there's no outrunning a ghost with unfinished business.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. If you want to call it in, leave us a voicemail. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free there, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And it feels so funny to say this because I never have. I'm Carol Hughes, and Todd is with me today. Carol and Todd, that's never happened.
You know, I'm hearing that. It actually sounds like a great morning show name. It's Carol and Todd.
Todd in the mornings, everybody. Isn't that funny? Like, how long have you been doing this show?
I don't know, a handful of years. I know you've been doing it a handful of years, and we became friends on Facebook and all that kind of stuff, but we never had a chance to talk.
No.
And now I'm kind of kicking myself that we never have, because we kind of, you know, we linked beforehand. We chatted for a while. We seemed like we'd get along just fine.
I know. It's so funny. Then Tony went on vacation. And so normally when Tony's on vacation, you never record. And I was like, why don't I just record with Todd? And Tony's like, that's a really good idea.
I love it. And if he gets jealous about it or something like that, too bad at this point.
Tony
he's always on vacation. We can do just fine without him.
Right. Like he gets to take vacation. What's that right. all about?
Right.
Although I'm not going to complain, but still I am kind of complaining because it would be really, really fun to be on a cruise ship. And they're on like that new Royal Caribbean Icon of the Seas or one of those, whatever it is. It's like that really huge one.
See, I don't know if I could do a cruise ship. And the only way I could is if it was the actual cast from the original Love Boat and Doc was there and Gopher was there and Isaac was there. Then it would be fun. Otherwise, I'm not sure I'd want to do it.
You know, it'd be kind of funny if it was all just like impersonators doing it. That'd be kind of funny, actually.
Impersonators of dead people. It'd be perfect.
What's funny is that Harper messaged me today because I'm like, hey, send me pictures. I want to see what you're doing. So she sent me pictures and there's one picture of her with like three or four kids. And I'm like, who are these kids in this picture? She goes, I met them on the ship. And so she's already got kids that she's hanging out with.
That's awesome. I would be on the cruise and I'd just be sitting there watching people, not talking to anybody because that's my personality.
That's kind of a fun thing to do. The only time I ever did it was with a radio station and I took listeners. And I think the fewest I have ever cruised with is 150 other people. And the most was 250, I think. It's just too many people. I would like to one day take a cruise with just like my other person, just one person. I think that would be super fun.
Absolutely.
But I've never done that. So you actually have experience, tell me if I'm wrong, with ghost hunting and investigations too, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it as a hobby and stuff like that for roughly, I want to say about 15 years, maybe going on 20 years. So yeah, I have gone out and done investigating and all that kind of stuff, various locations with various groups and by myself.
See, I always say that everyone has a paranormal origin story.
Yep.
And everybody knows mine. I grew up in a haunted house. But what was yours? What got you interested in it?
I think I've told this story like a million times
to
anybody
again.
Who asks, but Amityville Horror, right? That movie came out when I was younger and it was supposed to be based on a true story, the real first haunted house ever. So that interested me. And then back in the late 90s and stuff like that, when Ghost Hunters came out and was on sci-fi and all that kind of stuff, I realized people actually investigated for real. And that's what really kind of got me into it. But Amityville Horror was like, that was like, oh my gosh, ghosts are real. Even though I'm not sure that necessarily the story is true. But that was really the thing for me was like, wow, this is some cool stuff.
Was that the original movie? Because I just recently saw it on a big screen again.
You saw it on a big, yeah, it was the original one from like
with James Brolin.
78, 79. What, Margot Kidder was in that, right?
Yep. It's like, oh my God, Dad's going back in the house to get the dog. Please, Dad, get back safely. But it was just, it was kind of fun to watch it with a couple hundred other people because we found humor in it that I didn't find back then. I found it terrifying the first time.
So what
I
were you laughing at? Because here's the thing. I think
some of the cheesiness of it.
Well,
was very 70s.
Very 70s. But given the time frame when it was created and done, I thought they did a very nice job with it. The same with like The Exorcist, you know, a lot of that stuff.
Oh, my
God.
Been
really
I still
tacky,
find it terrifying.
Good. Yep.
Still
yep.
find it terrifying. But it was kind of the 70s stuff, like when they would pick up the phone to dial, that got laughs. And wow. So it was some of that stuff that people would laugh at. Some of it was just kind of cheesy looking back on it. Like the blood coming out of the walls. I think people kind of giggled. But then are they giggling or are they just nervous that they're going to go home and blood's going to come out of their own walls?
I'm kind of hurt that they were laughing at the way we used to make telephone calls. Because that was a real thing.
That was real. There was people in that audience who's never done that before. Like, what? It takes so long to call the priest?
It does. And if you've got a bad connection, people, you've never had to deal with a party line or anything like that.
Like my grandmother, who would listen to everybody else's calls.
You'd go over by grandma's house and she'd have all the stories on all the people that lived around her because she was on the same phone line as grandma.
Or if we would come in from outside and go, hey, grandma. And then she'd hang up real quick because they would have heard. Anyways, well, let's go to our first call today. I think this is kind of an interesting story. So let's see what you have to say about this one.
Here we go. This is Jesse. And today I wanted to tell you a story about a ghost in Japan. So my last year that I was stationed at Iwakuni, Japan, there at the flight line area, I was put in charge. I was a sergeant, and I was put in charge of a platoon for the last few months I was there, of Marines that would, and I was in charge of dispatching, and the Marines would drive trucks out there and refuel aircraft on the flight line there. And so picture two squares connected on the back of the squares by a rectangle. This is how this building was shaped. And next door was a small square-shaped building we used for testing fuel. So in the square on the left, you'd walk into this room. This was the dispatching office. And on the back towards the right was a door with a plexiglass window. Hard to see through one of those like shower-type window doors, etc. And you'd go through that door with the small window on it, and to your left was a cleaning closet. You go down the hallway, there was a bathroom on your left, and then straight into another square building with offices where all the people in charge would do the office work and whatnot. So the first time I came into this fuel station working there, I was talking to a guy facing this door in the dispatching office with the plexiglass window. And I thought I saw somebody standing there looking at me through the window, a dark-shaped figure, and out of the corner of my eye. I look over, and as soon as I look over, it kind of dissipated into the right. And I'm like, oh, I'm kind of seeing something. And the first few times this happened, and lo and behold, it kept happening. And so I started talking to guys. I'm like, did you see that? There's somebody watching me. And they're like, oh, that's the ghost. He haunts this place. And I'm like, okay. And having a previous experience with the shadow man, I was like, okay, we'll see. I'm still a bit skeptical. But after a while, you would see it every day, at least two, three times a day. And finally, I was there by myself. Everybody's dispatched, and everybody's out. It's towards the evening. The higher-ups went home, and I see out of the corner of my eye the shadowy figure, and so I ran to the door, opened the door, looked, nobody's there. I ran over to the office side, nobody's there. As I looked in the bathroom, looked everywhere, ran out the door, ran all around the building, and no one's in sight, and you look out the building, and you can see for a good football field, and nobody was there. So after time goes by, and I talked to one of the higher-ups who's been there for some years, and he proceeds to tell me the story about a Japanese worker who worked in the building next door for the petroleum testing area. And he said that one day his wife left him, and he became very distraught, and he ended up hanging himself in the petroleum laboratory. And they found his body and took it down and whatnot. And a lot of them there think that the shadowy figure looking in is the ghost of the guy who hung himself, just kind of keeping track on stuff and doing whatever he does. So one night, after hearing that bit spooked out, we were receiving about 2 million gallons of fuel off from a ship. So this is when Doom 3 came out. I brought my Xbox over and was playing while I was in charge of dispatching stuff. And at night, turned off all the lights and was like, okay, this guy's not going to bother me and whatnot. And as I'm playing Doom, I'm getting spooked out. And it's kind of a scary game. I felt this kind of hand grab my shoulder, and I thought it was one of the Marines coming back from receiving fuel. And as I turned around, nobody was there. And then I could see somebody standing behind the glass looking at me, and it was like the shadowy figure, and they dissipated. Well, I kind of ran out the building and grabbed the radio and proceeded to dispatch from the front of the building. It was a little bit too much for me. But that is my story, and I can tell you my shadow ghost one later on, but I hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much, and hope you guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for the call. You know, it's one thing to see a shadow person, but it's something else to have something touch you.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he started the story, it sounded to me like some sort of residual energy of whatever was there just kind of replaying itself mm-hmm. over and over and over. But the fact that this energy, this spirit, this ghost possibly touched him on the shoulder obviously turns that automatically into an intelligent haunt of some sort. Have you ever experienced either a shadow figure or getting touched?
Definitely shadow figure before.
Yeah.
Getting touched, I don't think so. You know, it's because I've been in some places where I'm like, what was that? But not enough to where something just pulled my hair. Or I kind of talk myself out of it like, no, that didn't just happen.
Right.
Which I think we do tend to do. But that feeling of a hand on your shoulder is a very distinct feeling.
And I think it's good to be skeptic, right? And the first thing that we do as human beings is try to figure out another reason why you mm-hmm. experience that, whether that, you know, could be wind, it could be just your imagination or whatever. But once you go through all that other stuff and you're like, well, this doesn't make sense, then you kind of have to come to the realization that it's quite possible something did happen to you.
And I thought it was interesting that the guys, they were all like, oh, that's the ghost. Like everybody knew about it. Everybody right. apparently has seen it.
I love it. And I love the whole military thing too. I think mm-hmm. that's very interesting. Tony and I have talked a lot about just the energy and the angst and all that kind of stuff that goes into military life, that I would think we'd have even more stories about ghosts and entities at locations and bases and all that kind of stuff around the world.
Agreed. You know, because it's one of those professions where people, that's kind of their identity. So it does make sense that you would want to remain there.
Absolutely.
Well, you want to do another story?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hey, Tony. I'm just calling you to give you my personal ghost story. It happened when I was like 15 years old. My parents would take us to go for summer vacations from school to their hometown in Mexico. And back then, the summer vacations were pretty long. I remember them being like 3 months or something like that. And, the point is, my dad had a little house down there, and he grew up on this big farm, I guess you could say, like village farm. They call them haciendas in Mexico, and it was typical creepy place, you know, like... it was built in like the 1930s, I believe my dad told me, a long time ago. And it was basically like 100 acres, one main road that would, like, it was like a maybe like a quarter mile stretch. And, you know, typical, you know, large, big trees, a lot of foliage everywhere, cobblestone roads. And so the house we lived at was at the very back. And to get to my grandpa's house, which was on the other end of this, like, hacienda place, ranch, you know, I had to walk, like, the whole length. But along that road where I would walk, there would be, like, houses on the right side and the left side, which was where the workers would live at. And so I remember, like, I would never go out at night because it was pretty creepy. Like, at nighttime, it was, like, really scary. And there was, in Mexico, down there was, like, very superstitious people. Everybody had ghost stories. Like, I remember staying up at night listening to my grandpa tell all the things that he used to see in that hacienda place, ranch. And, one afternoon, I decided I want to go visit my grandpa. He used to make, like, homemade slingshots from mesquite branches. He would make them, like, homemade, and he would have them waiting for us when we'd get there. And so, like, I decide I want to go. So I leave my house, which is on the back side, on the back end of this ranch, and I had to cut through a field. And back then, like, they used a lot of, like, wagons and stuff, like, with horses. So, like there would always be, like, a patch of grass in the middle of the road and then, like, dirt on the sides. Like, kind of like tire tracks, I guess you could say, because they used big tractors. But I would have to go track through all that. And back then, my mom would let me go because it was pretty much safe. Nobody really, there wasn't that much crime there. So I take off walking, and I remember, you know, it was like around 3 p.m., 4 p.m., you know, around there. And I remember, like, my dad always told me about all the crazy stuff that happened along all those little houses and stuff. You know, people died and, you know, whatever. And so I'm walking through, like, through this road, and I'm walking on the grass because the grass was all dry, and I was just kind of, like, smashing, like, the grass down as I walked. But the crazy part was that, like, I was walking, and I kept hearing, like, I started to, like, hear, like, if someone was walking next to me. So, I would stop, and then I would look back, and, like, you know, I wouldn't see nobody. And I would keep walking, and then I would keep hearing, like, footsteps. So, like, I decided to go in the middle part where it's all, like, because after, like, in the beginning, I got off to the dirt and to see if it would stop, and because I thought it would just be me crushing grass, and I was just hearing myself. And so when I went on the dirt, like, I kept hearing a little bit, so I decided to, like, get back on the grass part. And I remember, like, it's like it's kind of like when you hear something and you're like, you're kind of in denial, like, you're like, nah, I can't be that. It can't be that. And I remember I started to kind of, like, trot a little bit, like, not fully jogging, but just walking real fast. And I remember as soon as I distinctly heard, like, footsteps walking right behind me. I remember just bolting as fast as I could down, I felt like I ran the whole quarter mile thing, and I just picked it to my grandpa's house, and I got there, and I was just like, I never looked back. I just took off, and that ranch, it just has a bunch of ghost stories. They tore it down since then, and man, I still have pictures and stuff of it, and it's pretty freaky. But that was one thing that happened to me there that always stood out in my mind, because it was just crazy that I was hearing the footsteps, and that's probably the only time I ever heard anything like that. So love the show. All right. Bye.
So kind of like the international version today, the first story from Japan, the second one from Mexico.
But yet very relatable. Like,
very relatable.
Going outside, you know, at night, all that kind of stuff, hearing if I heard somebody walking behind me, that would be it. I would run, because in investigating, I have to tell you, Carol, that I always found that the humans are usually scarier than the ghosts.
Yeah.
So if I'm hearing footsteps, it could be a human. I'm getting the hell out of there.
Either way, it's like one of those things that never ends well in the movies. If you're hearing footsteps, right, you've got to get to safety, like, now.
That's, you're right. And obviously we've learned from people watching Amityville for Horror, mm-hmm, use your cell phone, not mm-hmm a landline, mm-hmm, because you might be able to get a hold of the priest faster that way.
Exactly. So. Have the priest on speed dial, that's which right would be even better. Like, have him in your contacts. Priest, please. Yep. But, you know, that's a very scary scenario, because you're hearing it and then you tried walking a different place and he's still hearing it. So is it an overactive imagination because he knows that it's a haunted location? He's heard other stories. But why would you hear it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that our imagination can get away from us. And maybe it was a little bit of that. It's always hard to know unless you're in that situation and you really think through the process yourself. But I always say, better to be safe than sorry. Run like hell and get the hell out of there.
Amen. Really, really good advice. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like an ad-free version of the show, you can do that. Become a premium subscriber. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archives. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.